so many brands will cut their spending, as is often the case, a marketer who doesn't cut is probably going to fare better. That typically happens.
Welcome to the Next M Podcast. Tech at heart, ignition in mind.
Welcome to the Next M Podcast special, Changing Perspectives with Outlooks on Current Changes. My name is Jonas Lavalette, and I'm having a coffee break with Brian Weiser, who is Global President of Business Intelligence at Group M. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Jonas. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Brian, as a Group M Global President of Business Intelligence, what are your everyday topics at work?
You know, normally my responsibilities are just oversight of our global thought leadership, and most tangibly, that means we have a product called This Year, Next Year, which is our advertising forecast for 60 or so countries around the world. I, you know, help coordinate and build best practices into how we forecast in different countries around the world, and oversee very directly several of the countries myself. And then there's a lot of general insights that are incredibly important to marketers that follow from that. Why is growth happening the way it is? Where are the opportunities for marketers? During the crisis, I feel like I'm spending a lot of time connecting colleagues around the world. You know, our colleagues in Italy have did a deep dive, understandably, ahead of, say, when Australia is doing a deep dive. And so connecting those people together, helping take what our colleagues in China have learned and trying to bring that to the UK or the US or Germany for that matter. And so a lot of what I'm doing is helping facilitate information sharing. Right now, I'm spending a lot of time thinking like an economist.
Brian, from a global perspective, how does the coronavirus impact the worldwide economic situation already today?
So now when we think about the economic impact, it's really almost very country specific. And paired with the fact that every country is interdependent on other countries, not just China. So take Germany, for example. If they manage themselves well and on a relative basis, it looks like Germany will fare relatively better, or at least less bad than other countries will.
All right. Talking about this very bad situation in general, let's try to look on the positive sides that something like this can bring with it. Do you see any economic opportunities, or even, let's call it, advantages that the situation brings with it?
Absolutely. There are absolutely opportunities. There's a few things that we can point to. First, you know, brands who invested in trying to be good for society quite likely help themselves and help improve their brands and their overall brand positioning. That really shouldn't be the motivation at this point, but I think that brands can be mindful that they can be helpful, and that I think consumers can remember the ways in which brands have been helpful for many, many years. So that's the first kind of broad opportunity. Second is that, you know, different service models, different ways of delivering products to consumers or experiences, maybe they're already underway, direct-to-consumer concepts, for example, or otherwise finding ways to engage with consumers in their homes, were underway using digital technology. Well, that gets accelerated, and I think that brands can really, you know, who live and breathe that will do better focusing on those opportunities. You know, and the second thing is that because, you know, so many brands will cut their spending, as is often the case when you have an economic downturn, a marketer who doesn't cut is probably going to fare better. That typically happens. So I think that's another class of an opportunity.
Okay, short and nice. Thank you for that. Thank you, Brian Weiser, Global President of Business Intelligence at Group M, for this podcast special, Changing Perspectives with Outlooks on Current Changes. See you next time.